When changing from a liquid to a solid, almost everything in the universe grows denser. But when cold, water expands into a crystalline structure that takes up more space than the liquid form. If water behaved normally, icebergs would not float, and the Titanic would not have sunk, and pipes wouldn't burst. And water's process of freezing is also very curious. This is because water is heaviest not merely as a liquid, but as a liquid of very nearly 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Other liquids are densest just before they freeze, like mercury. That water is densest 8 degrees above its freezing point is not only extremely unusual, it explains why larger lakes don't freeze solid, which lets fish and other organisms safely winter over near the bottom. It's why large bodies of water, like the Great Lakes, are not ice-covered even when the air temperature lingers far below the freezing point. Here's why. When autumn lakes are chilled by bitterly cold air just above it, its surface layer drops from 60 degrees to 50 to 45, colder and colder. But this top layer cannot possibly reach the 32-degree freezing point without first passing through 40 degrees when it's densest. And so the water below it will not hold it up, and it sinks to the bottom. Now there is a new surface layer, but it too cannot freeze without first reaching 40 degrees and sinking to the bottom. So no freezing of the surface can take place until the entire lake's water, top to bottom, has reached 40 degrees. Only then will the surface chill to 39, 38, 37, all of which are less dense than 40 and therefore remain at the top. Finally, this top layer freezes and the lake's ice thickens throughout the winter. Since an entire lake's volume must be chilled to 40 degrees before any surface freezing can occur, large bodies of water never reach that situation and can remain ice-free throughout winter. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.